Hello, my name is Percy from Opinion Research, and we're calling to conduct an opinion survey on Maryland politics. Are you a registered voter in Maryland?
Yes.
All right, so yes. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Approve.
All right, would that be you somewhat approve or do you strongly approve?
Strongly.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Wes Moore is doing as governor?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
Disapprove.
Would that be somewhat approve? Sorry, would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
Approved.
All right. Would that be a strongly approve or a somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Okay. Overall, would you say that things in the country are moving in the right direction or are they moving in the wrong direction?
Right.
All right. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Joe Biden.
All right. For whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and who is an independent?
Joe Biden.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Approve.
Would that be strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
All right. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
Approve.
Okay. Would that be strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern borders?
Approve.
Would that be strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Okay, so this next question is, due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for road, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects? So with this statement, do you strongly support or do you, like, oppose?
Oppose.
Okay, would that be somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
All right. So which of the following, or, like, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? The first one is maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland. And the second one is maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rails, and MARC trains.
Roads and bridges.
All right. Currently in Maryland, it's only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
Say that last part again.
All right. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
A what kind of firearm?
Well, we're not really specified in this survey. It's just in general, like a stolen firearm. Would you say that?
A stored?
No, a stolen firearm.
Oh, a stolen. Okay. okay. So what was the question now?
All right. Yeah, no, it's don't worry. I can tell you again. So the question is, do you agree or do you disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
I agree it should be a felony.
All right. Would that be that you strongly agree or do you somewhat agree?
Strongly.
All right. Would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death? Do you strongly support it?
Or if the drug was what?
Yeah, if the drug resulted in a death, would you say you support this one or oppose?
I support that.
All right, would that be a strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat.
All right. Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
About the right amount.
All right. So pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
A favor.
Would that be strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly.
All right. So under a new law, a juvenile 12-year-old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
I favor changing it.
All right. Do you strongly favor changing it or somewhat favor changing it?
Strongly.
Okay. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
Favor.
All right. Would that be strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat.
How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? I can give options if you need to. So the options, the first one is regularly, the second one is occasionally, the third one is only when the jackpot is big, and last one is never.
Never.
All right. How much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders? And the options are a big problem, not much of a problem, or not a problem at all.
I really don't know.
Oh, all right.
Okay,
that's okay. So as a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals ages 25 to 45 years old to play? Do you strongly do you support or oppose this statement?
I oppose that.
Would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly.
All right. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Do you believe yes or no?
No.
All right. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
Yes.
All right. Would that be strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly.
Do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep?
And what are the choices?
Yes and no.
No.
All right. If you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, and had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying?
No, you mean me personally?
Yes, you personally.
Yes.
All right. Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? And these are the following options. Abortion should be legal in all cases. Abortion should be legal in most cases. Abortion should be illegal in most cases. And abortion should be illegal in all cases.
Legal in most.
Legal in most?
Yes.
All right. Disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability? This would be a yes or no question.
No.
All right. Maryland tipped workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a full legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to a full minimum wage of $3 an hour with tips on top?
Yes.
All right. Would you strongly favor this or somewhat favor this?
Strongly.
Now, just for the last questions, they're really just for statistical purposes, and they will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. So which kind of age group do you follow in? And the ranges are 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64 or 65 and older?
65 and older.
All right. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, Republican, or an independent, maybe?
Democrat.
All right. If the May 2024 Democratic primary elections were held today, for whom would you vote for U.S. Senate, if the candidates were Angela Alsop Brooks and David Throne? No, Trone.
Say those two again.
All right. Angela Alsop Brooks and David Trone.
Trone.
All right. So then I'm going to read you a profile of two Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate. So the first one is, Candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She is currently county executive in Prince George's County. Over her career, she has led the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. And the second one is, Candidate A is a 68-year-old white male. He is currently a member of a Congress in D.C., representing Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has led the fight for progressive priorities and providing for opportunities. If the election were held today, for whom would you vote for? For Candidate A or Candidate B?
B.
All right. If you don't mind me asking, what is your race? And we have kind of
white.
Oh, white, all right. What is your religious affiliation? Would you say you're a Protestant, like a Baptist or AME? Are you Catholic, Jewish, maybe
Catholic?
American? Catholic. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. Arsenal, thank you so much for your time and for being here and answering these questions. I truly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right, goodbye. Have a good day.